This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. What does it take to be a good leader? If you were able to ask Jesus, I believe he would give the same answer he gave in Mark 9:35. If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all. Servant leadership is what he modeled and mentored the disciples to become. They weren't there yet, according to Mark 9. They were arguing about which of them was the greatest. What Jesus said is an important statement, giving the focus for the last half of Mark 9. Let's consider how this focus is amplified. First, he gave a word picture by taking a little child in his arms and saying, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." He was implying, don't try to be recognized by helping someone whom others think is important, or simply, don't help others to be recognized. We need to find ways to serve others without being recognized. Reach out to little people, the unimportant. We once had a tall, distinguished man speak at our church. I noticed him in the lobby after the service, squatting down and talking eyeball to eyeball with a child. Seeing him talking with that child impressed me. If the child was in the service earlier, I'm sure that what this man said to him in the lobby would be remembered far better than what he heard him say in the service. Servant leadership involves getting down to a level where you can look someone in the eye with compassion and love. It's not about being the greatest. You become great by not seeking it, but by humbly serving others.